Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here. Every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. Our number 844-236-6010. 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you want to contribute to the conversation, if you have a health challenge you or a loved one needs help with, we're here for you. And we love hearing from you. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. We'll get your calls in our next segment, and we will speak to, hopefully anyway, we'll speak to Chris Riedel at the bottom of the hour. He's the author of a really interesting book called Blood Money, about medical fraud, specifically medical fraud in the testing business, the multi-billion dollar testing business that nobody ever thinks about. Can you imagine how much money these testing companies are making with all the stuff going on now with viral infections? Quest is the biggest one, LabCorp. Quest and LabCorp are the two biggest testing companies. We don't often think about it, but testing companies are the major beneficiaries of our obsession with functional medicine and our obsession with diagnostics and testing. We'll talk to Chris Riedel about medical fraud in the testing business, his book Blood Money, at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase Youngevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, order products right off the phone. You can also sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team off the phone as well. Call 866-735-2470. Tell them you want to start a Youngevity business. If you're an entrepreneur or if you're the kind of person that wants to help change the world, if nutritional supplementation has helped benefit you in your life and you want to pay it forward, the Youngevity business opportunity is something you want to at least take a look at. Call 866-735-2470. They can give you the full scoop. Or you can click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Our number today, 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls in our next segment. Chris Riedel, author of the book Blood Money, will be with us at the bottom of the hour. I want to continue talking about this idea that we spent the last couple of days talking about, which is the relationship between contraction and relaxation and disease and health. Dr. Wilhelm Reich called the end result of contraction body armoring. Body armoring is the end result of micro contractions that occur in the musculature, in the connective tissue, in the musculature over the course of the years and the decades, beginning way too early, oftentimes beginning in infancy. I call it the potato bug effect, a curling up effect. That's the result of contraction that serves as a protective response. These little pockets, these little micro pockets of contraction that start way too early, lead to pockets of hypoxia, low levels of oxygen, which in turn lead to more stress, which leads to more pockets of low oxygen, which leads to more stress, and this chain reaction of body armoring starts early and continues throughout our lives. Body armoring, according to Sigmund Freud, anyway, was the end result of what happens in the body when we learn to shut down feelings, anxiety issues. We contract when we learn to shut down feelings. Actually, this was not Sigmund Freud, but this was Thomas Hanna and Alexander Lowen who talked about this. This adaptive response, which begins in childhood, continues through adulthood, body armoring gives our body its shape, for better or for worse. Body armoring gives the body form. It locks down life force energy, and this can be a cause of disease. And this kind of exemplifies the idea that we don't often think about, and I must admit I'm kind of guilty of this myself, we don't often talk about the idea that physiologic disease and health challenges, including, by the way, physical pain, can result from psychological causes. The psychological relationship to physiologic disease is very underappreciated, even among alternative practitioners. Very often we think about, oh, what supplement can I take? What dietary strategy can I do? When our bodies take shape and the organs and within the body perform for better or worse based on the form and the structure of the shape of the physiology. And a lot of times the supplement's not going to help you with that. I have a friend, he's probably listening to this program right now, and he is dealing with chronic pain and chronic insomnia and chronic blood sugar problems, and his eyes are going bad. And he calls me up almost every week, and he wants to know what supplement he can take. Is the Sweeties going to help me? What can I do? I've tried beta-glucan. Every week he's telling me about another supplement that he heard about. Is it going to help him? What can he do? What supplement can he take? And this is a guy who's under major duress, major psychological duress. You can hear it in his voice when he talks. Major psychological duress. I have to tell him every time. It's not just about the supplements you take. Our psychological posture, if you will, affects how our physiology takes shape. Our psychological posture affects our physiologic posture, and our physiologic posture has a major impact on how our organs and how our metabolism and how our biochemistry perform for better or for worse. Hans Selye was one of the first guys to talk about this at the beginning of the 20th century. He's the guy who came up with the stress response. He's the guy who actually first isolated the stress response, and he was one of the first guys to say that our physiologic diseases, particularly physiologic pain, can result from psychological causes. These stress effects, these long-term contraction effects, chronic activation of what I call the potato bug effect or the roly-poly effect, is behind much of the misery that's associated with aging. For sure, metabolism, metabolic issues, and biochemistry issues correlate to the unpleasantness of getting older, and obviously supplementation and diet are important. I'm not marginalizing the importance of supplementation and diet. They're very, very important. Metabolism and biochemistry clearly is a critical part of how our body shows up. But the body is an electrical system, and much of that electricity is linked to muscular movement. For those of us who are getting older and experiencing neuropathies, pains in our joints, pains in our muscles, pains in our hips, if the doctor told you you're going to need a knee replacement or a hip replacement, this quote from the book Somatics by Thomas Hanna, another one of these early practitioners of somatic or body medicine, this quote sums up the situation nicely. Quote, no advice is more treacherous than this. Now that you're getting older, you ought to slow down a bit. This is a pathway leading directly to decrepitude. Such advice is not only debilitating, it is also deadly. It is part of the traditional myth of aging that increasing age should mean decreasing physical activity. In this case, but folk wisdom can be profoundly wrong. In this case, it helps bring on the very loss of well-being that it presumes to avoid. The truth is different. If you want to pin a motto on your wall, pin up this one. Function maintains structure. Function maintains structure. The more popular motto is use it or lose it. That's basically the idea. Use it or lose, unquote. That's basically the idea. Use it or lose it. If our body is not regularly used, if our muscular system, if our connective tissue system, if our bones are not substantially and regularly used, they become soft, they become weak, they become flaccid. If our muscles are not regularly used, they become weak. They become less responsive. if our brain is not systematically used. It as well, the brain cells as well deteriorate. Use it or lose it, folks. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Lines open for you, 844-236-6010. Chris Riedel, author of the book Blood Money, will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to be talking about medical fraud and the laboratory industry. We'll get your calls here momentarily, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, accessories you'd like to share, we love hearing from you, 844-236-6010. Real quickly here, yesterday,
I think it was yesterday or maybe the day before, we talked about the latest medical silliness anyway. This was published by on the journal MedPage today. Obesity is a disease. Recognize it as such. This is the main this is the position of the mainstream medical model, that obesity is a disease. Obesity is not a disease. Obesity is clearly a lifestyle issue. It's not a disease. It does not require medical intervention. Along those lines, selenium supplementation protects against obesity and may extend lifespan. How do you like that? This is based on a study that was published in the journal eLife. Adding the nutrient selenium to diets protects against obesity and provides metabolic benefits to mice. Selenium is one of the all-time great nutritional supplements. Dr. Wallach's been talking about it for decades. I think it's his favorite mineral element, if you will. Selenium has got multiple roles to play in the body. It's a major ion for turning on specific proteins, including the protein that the anti-aging protein, your body's most important cancer-fighting protein, that is glutathione. And selenium is also important for blood sugar. If you're diabetic, definitely want to be supplementing with selenium. In fact, everybody should be supplementing with selenium. It's critical for the heart. It's very important for the immune system, and it plays a role in thyroid health. And as it turns out, at least according to this article, selenium supplementation may protect you against obesity. Perhaps that has to do with the fact that it's involved in the production of insulin. It may also have to do with the fact that it upregulates the thyroid if you're dealing with hypothyroidism. But, you know, everybody should be supplementing with selenium, 400 to 600 micrograms a day. The Ultimate Selenium is one of my favorite longevity products. You can get that by calling 866-735-2470 or heading to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And while everybody should be supplementing with selenium, you especially want to be supplementing with selenium if you're obese, if you're dealing with hypothyroid issues, or if you are a diabetic, or even if you're just have blood sugar control issues. You don't have to be a diabetic to have blood sugar control issues, by the way. Diabetes is an arbitrary diagnosis and designation, completely arbitrarily defined as a blood sugar that's over 120, a blood sugar measurement that's over 120. If you're 119.99999, you may not be a diabetic, but you certainly have dysglycemia, messed up blood sugar, and you will benefit by using not just selenium, of course, chromium, vanadium, the B-complex, thiamine, niacin, so many ways that you can supplement to protect yourself from elevated blood sugar. And, of course, the best strategy is to reduce your sugar intake. And keep in mind, protein gets broken down and converted into sugar very, very readily. And a lot of folks can't figure out why their blood sugar is high because they're not eating carbs, but they're eating lots of steak and hamburgers and high-protein food. Protein gets converted very effectively and pretty darn quickly, by the way, into sugar in a process called gluconeogenesis. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's go to the phones and see what our friend Rob has to say. Hey, buddy.
What's going on, Rob? Hey, Ben, how are you today?
Good to talk to you.
Great time.
Yes, you did. Great. What's going on, man?
Okay, first I'm going to disrupt the train of thought here. First of all, disease does not exist in the body. Disease is a medical marketing ploy.
I'm with you on that.
Disease is an invention of medical commerce. We have to stop using the word disease and change the narrative. As far as diabetes goes, too, it's also an insulin problem. We have to stop looking at blood sugar.
Very
alone.
Good.
We have to look at insulin.
Very
level.
Good. I'm with you.
As Doc Wallach says, I was talking to him yesterday, insulin is actually a nutrient deficiency.
Hold on. Say that again now. Insulin is what?
Insulin is due to nutrient deficiency.
How do you mean? I'm not really understanding that. Insulin is a hormone that the body
insulin
uses.
Insulin is a hormone. It is a response to the proteins and the sugars, of course, and grains, sugars, and oils, which completely disrupt our cellular functions of the body.
All right. Well, I'm not sure. I understand what you're saying, but go ahead. What's the main point?
But the main point is diabetes, we have to look at the insulin levels.
That is true. And doctors don't test for insulin. Very rarely will you get your insulin. Will anybody test for insulin? Yeah, they'll test for blood sugar. It's much more expensive to test for insulin than it is to test for blood sugar. Blood sugar is pretty simple to test. But, you know, if your insulin is high, you may have hyperinsulinemia, which can affect blood pressure and how cells are dividing, including and be associated with all kinds of health challenges, including cancer, certainly accelerated aging. But your blood sugar will be normal, and they'll say, oh, you're fine. But they're not testing for the insulin. The insulin is controlling the sugar.
They're not looking at things holistically. They're not looking at things holistically. We have to do that. And that's what our foundational nutritional programs are for, to look at the whole body function.
Good for you.
The millions of functions.
Yeah, good for you. How's it going with your education program?
We're going to do great things together in Canada. So I'm working on a business model right now. I'm looking at a nutritional 101 program for our longevity associates that want to join us. Sales and customer service, and dealing, of course, with the healthcare system and that. So we're looking to make a large longevity team here in Canada and, you know, United States and abroad as well, too.
Good deal. So, keep up the good work.
There's a really good thing that's going together. So people that are a little apprehensive of joining our team right now, reconsider, because we're going to be, you know, working together to spread the news and, you know, return health to people.
I love your advocacy. I love your advocacy, Rob. Go ahead, real quick, because I only have about a minute.
Okay, I was talking to Dr. Wallach yesterday about actually a thyroidism for pets.
But, okay. Hypothyroidism? Did you say
hypothyroidism? I'm dealing with a pet with hypothyroidism and dysplasia of the hip. Dealt with that yesterday with Dr. Wallach. But another question cropped up quickly regarding prevention and cure naturally of heartworm and parasites in animals.
I don't know of any way that you can cure heartworm naturally. Worms and parasites are pretty tough to get rid of. And the main drugs that they use for heartworm in particular are really nasty. And they can be just as hard on the dog as they are on the worm, unfortunately. And not only that, but they're pretty expensive, too. There's not much you can really do about heartworm. Certainly there's not much you could do nutritionally. There's not much you could do except for use drugs that I know of. And there are a couple drugs, but they're just, it's not a good thing. Have you ever seen a heartworm? They're really, really creepy.
It's
pretty awful.
We're getting a lot of people asking for their pets right now for longevity.
Don't mess around. Yeah, there's no longevity. There's no nutritional way to deal with heartworm that I know of. If anybody knows of it, I'd be open to hearing about it, but I don't know of any. And it is nothing to mess around with. It'll kill your dog, and the drugs aren't that good. You know, the drugs are pretty bad too. But that's, as far as I know, that's the only options you have. Hey, Rob, I appreciate what you're doing, buddy. I really do. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Ben. We'll talk again soon.
Take care, Rob. All right.
Thanks.
We are coming back on The Bright Side with Chris Riedel, his book Blood Money. I'm pharmacist Ben. We shall return right after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A sudden rise in the post-COVID-19 vaccine death reports is not correct and was a result of an error, according to the CDC on Friday. The Food and Drug Administration had received 12,313 reports of death among those who received the COVID-19 vaccine. But a CDC spokeswoman said the number the agency has displayed on its website is not correct, and the actual number is about half the false number. China's devastating floods from heavy rains this week has a death toll in the 30s as of Thursday. Cleanup efforts were underway in Hunan province and the capital city, Zhengzhou, on Thursday, after a record-breaking rainstorm flooded the city's streets and subway system. Pacific Gas and Electric, California's major energy provider, announced plans to bury 10,000 miles of its power lines in an effort to prevent sparking wildfires at a projected cost of $15 billion, with a B, dollars. USA Radio News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi canceled two of the five Republicans from the GOP election to investigate January 6th. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy now calls Pelosi's partisan panel a sham.
Denying the voice of members who have served in the military. Jim Banks, a Navy veteran who served in Afghanistan, serves on HASC, chair of the largest caucus, the Republican Conference, and law enforcement, as well as a leader of a standing committee. Jim Jordan isn't ranking of just his first committee. He's done it before. Jim Jordan has served on select committee and serves on one now. Made it undeniable this panel has lost all legitimacy and credibility. And it shows exactly what I warned back at the beginning of January, that Pelosi would play politics with this. For more than 6 months, you have a better example of the Senate, bipartisan. Schumer didn't pick who went on of the Republicans. They already have the report done by two different committees. Two main questions. Why was the Capitol so ill-prepared for that day when they knew on December 14th they had a problem? And what have we done to make sure that never happens again? Pelosi has created a sham process. Unless Speaker Pelosi reverses course and seats all five Republicans, we will not participate. But we think it's too important. Why would they jeopardize the lives of the Capitol Police? We will run our own investigation.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, 24-7 on the archive page, brightsideben.com. We've got a search engine up as well as 10-plus years of archived information. All of our daily Bright Side episodes are up at brightsideben.com. If you miss a program or you want to review a program or share a program or specific topic, head to brightsideben.com. and hit the search engine up or any of the archive programs, brightsideben.com. We also have the longevity products at brightsideben.com, as well as pharmacistben.com, my blog, and criticalhealthnews.com for videos and interviews. You can click on the Join the Team link if you want to start a longevity business and be part of the billion-dollar, $100 billion nutritional supplement business. For a one-time fee, you can be in business for yourself. If you're an entrepreneur, if you like the world of nutrition, or if nutrition has helped you or a loved one, or if you just want to get your products at the wholesale price, the longevity business opportunity is for you. Head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com and click on the Join the Team link, or call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. And I also want to remind you to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated by myself and my compounding pharmacy, for helping folks deal with problem skin, broken skin, wounded skin, traumatized skin. As it turns out, when you heal the skin, you beautify. No surprise there. Healing is beauty. Healing and health are always beauty inside and out. TruthTreatments.com for our Truth Skin Health products. And take a look at our Truth, our 2,000 now, or almost 2,200 now, 4 and 5 star reviews at TruthReviewed.com. TruthTreatments.com for our Truth Skin Health products. TruthReviewed.com for our multiple thousands of 4 and 5 star reviews. All right, I am looking forward to speaking to our guest today. Chris Riedel is the author of a book, Blood Money, a true legal thriller, as he calls it. Chris was a entrepreneur and a businessman. He had his own lab, and he was confronted with what he calls the Blood Brothers at his Quest Laboratories and LabCorp, who are now the dominant players in the laboratory industry. I wonder, it's got to be a $100 billion industry. Everybody getting tested now with COVID, with functional medicine, and doctors all focusing on hormone testing and nutrient testing. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Chris Riedel. Hey, Chris. Chris, do we have Chris?
Can you hear me, Ben?
Hey, there
Hello.
You go. Hey, Chris.
Good morning, Ben.
Good morning to you, and thank you for doing what you're doing. Thank you for your book. So no, people don't really understand how powerful and how impactful the laboratory business is. And it's kind of under the radar, even though most people, if they're going to be involved with the medical model, with orthodox medicine or even alternative medicine, are somehow going to interact with Quest and LabCorp. Really, are those the only two? I don't know of any other ones.
There are. The Quest and LabCorp, over the last 20 years, have become guerrillas. And they have either put out of business or bought up most of the other regional labs in the country.
And you had your own lab, right? Was it a regular lab, or did you specialize in anything?
It was a full service commercial laboratory. We would perform any test that a doctor would order from his office, and if on maybe 2 or 3% of the tests we didn't perform, we would send them to an appropriate reference lab. So anything a doc wanted, we would get for him.
And did you get into the laboratory business before Quest and LabCorp became the behemoths that they are today?
I was in the laboratory industry in the late 80s, early 90s, before they really embarked on these predatory practices. And when I came back in, I was shocked to see how the laboratory industry had changed.
Mm. And so you were in it before the 80s, and then you came back into it? What is the timeline there?
I founded a laboratory in the late 80s, took it public in 1991, and then retired in 1992. And then Quest bought up the only other laboratory in Northern California in 2003, and that's when the light went on, and my wife and I decided, you know, we needed a local lab. There was no more local lab. Mm. That's why we founded Hunter Labs.
How much, in terms of dollars, what's the industry worth? Or what is Quest worth, let's say?
Oh, gosh. Quest has revenues of, $8 billion, and LabCorp has revenues of $10
billion. LabCorp's bigger than Quest. Is LabCorp the biggest?
Quest runs more clinical testing, but LabCorp has some other businesses that give it additional revenue.
All right, and how accurate are these things? Like, nobody ever questions the testing. Like, you'll get a score, you'll get a number, and then that's treated as the Bible. Is there any issues with accuracy?
There are several issues. For example, pap smears, which doctors order on women all the time to diagnose cervical cancer. there are so many incorrect cervical cancer results from both Quest and LabCorp that they allocate $3 for each specimen for legal fees.
Oh, you're kidding.
And that's 20% of the revenue they get.
Wow, that's amazing. Are they sued? Are they sued a lot?
Pardon me?
Are they sued a lot, or is legal action taken a lot? Yeah.
Yeah, that's why. In my, you know, all of my years running laboratories, I've never had a single question about a Pap smear. But there's an example in the beginning of the book about Deborah Weissacall in Florida. She was a young mother with two young children. She had a Pap smear misdiagnosed by LabCorp, which resulted in a painful death 3 years later. There's a picture in the book of her on her deathbed with her two young children. Had the test been diagnosed correctly, she could have successfully been treated. And a jury found LabCorp guilty of negligence.
What's the impact on the taxpayer?
Oh, my God. Well, that's what the book is about, because these two companies are thieves on taxpayers. And what prompted me to get involved to try and stop it was when we started our business in 2003, our sales team came to me and said, Chris, doctors hate the services of Quest and LabCorp, but they offer these really cheap prices, often below cost, in order to hook doctors into using them, because Quest and LabCorp make a ton of money billing Medicare, Medicaid, and private insurance companies. So most of the billing is to those entities. There's only a small amount of billing to doctors. And they said, doctors want to use this, but you got to match those prices.
Oh, wow.
And when I looked at them, I quickly realized they were below cost. This would be impossible. But it was either match the pricing or be unable to grow. And we'd invested a lot of money in the laboratory. We have a beautiful state-of-the-art lab, very automated with the newest equipment. And doctors loved our services. So I called our regulatory counsel, and I asked, you know, if I meet these prices, do I have any legal liability? And they go, oh, yeah. First of all, the Medicaid program in California is entitled to the lowest charge. So, for example, with the CBC, that's the most common test that's sort of a complete blood count. The reimbursement for Medi-Cal was $8.59. Quest had prices as low as $1.50.
Oh, my gosh. Hang on to that thought.
They didn't pass it on.
We got to take a commercial break. Hang on to that thought. I want to talk about regulation of all this stuff. We got Chris Riedel on the Bright Side's book, Blood Money. We'll be back with more of Chris right after this. Don't go away.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Chris Riedel, author of the book Blood Money. His website, ChrisRiedelAuthor.com. And his last name is spelled R-I-E-D-E-L, ChrisRiedelAuthor.com. So, Chris, is there any regulation on these on what these testing companies do or oversight of any kind?
Well, there's a lot of laws that they just routinely ignore.
Hmm.
And as an example, the FBI estimated a decade ago that there was $234 billion a year lost to healthcare fraud. Lost to healthcare fraud,
oh
yes. That's about a quarter of our total healthcare expenditures. In 2019, the Department of Justice proudly announced that it had collected $2.6 billion. That's 1.3%.
Holy moly. So what is, where's
reason,
that? Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
The reason is, and I've worked with, departments of justice now for, 15 years, and shockingly, they don't view their mission as stopping fraud and putting bad guys in jail. They view their mission as negotiating, quote, affordable civil settlements. So, in the highly unlikely event somebody gets caught, they're going to pay anywhere from 5 to 30 cents on the dollar and pocket the rest of the illegal gain.
Cost of doing business.
Yeah, and DOJ allows it.
That's unbelievable. So when somebody gets their testing back, how sure can they be that the tests are accurate?
Well, that's a good question. They probably are accurate, 90% of the time. But what about the other 10%?
Yeah. So at any given moment, there's a 10% chance. Any given score you have, there's a 10% chance it could be off.
Well, with the two blood brothers, yes. For example, both of them, they're so big, and they have laboratories all over the country. They ship specimens everywhere. And they've bought these labs. They all have different computer systems. And so 5% of test results never come back. Now, if you've got a patient with a critical result, that patient could die.
How routine is that? Does that happen a lot?
All the time. Well,
wow.
Not that people die, but that 5% of the test results don't come back.
Wow. So your story...
Another,
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm, go ahead.
Another example in the book, Quest developed this parathyroid test that didn't work, and it resulted in many people having their thyroid glands removed and having to live on lifelong therapy and a lot of pain. And they, you know, they didn't pull it off the market. It finally took a competitor to file a whistleblower lawsuit and then a couple more years before they agreed to pull it off the market.
Is there any way to mitigate the risk if, when you have a test done? Should you have multiple tests done? Should you use multiple sources or multiple companies?
I would say look at your prior test results. And good laboratories will have your prior test, at least the last prior test result, on the same report form as your current test result. If you see a discrepancy, immediately reorder that test, and probably from somebody else.
Got it. Now, your story is really, it's like a thriller. It's like a, you got extortion and money laundering and attempted murder. Talk a little bit about this, the kind of exciting side, not in a good way, of what you had to deal with.
Well, when companies, when you file a whistleblower lawsuit, it goes under seal and giving the Department of Justice, either state or federal, time to investigate whether they think the claims have merit. But when it comes out from under seal, either because they have intervened and taken it over or they don't like it, and then we are free to prosecute it, and the defendants find out who the plaintiff is, they do everything they can to destroy that whistleblower. Most whistleblowers are utterly ruined. Their lives will never be the same.
Wow.
And many of them end up in bankruptcy, divorce, and unemployed. And unemployable. Because they're blacklisted. So any whistleblower, that anybody who's thinking about filing a whistleblower lawsuit, better think long and hard. Is it worth it?
Mm.
And in the book, that's part of the reason I wrote the book. And then also, at least if you choose to do it, here are 10 things you can do to partially protect yourself.
Now, when you say whistleblower, you mean somebody who's actually in the industry exposing some kind of fraud or some kind of nefarious practice that's in the business, in the industry that they're in. Is that what you mean by whistleblower?
Yes. Whistleblowers are generally employees of companies or competitors of companies. In my case, I was the competitor of Quest that saw this fraud. And you know, I didn't have a choice to save my business. I either went out of business, laid off 150 people, wrote off most of our net worth, or try to do something to stop it. And I chose to try and stop it.
Did your lab survive?
No. When Quest found out that I was the whistleblower, they immediately, with LabCorp, went to Blue Shield, a large insurance company in California, and said, look, if you'll take Hunter out of network, we will voluntarily reduce our pricing by 10% for all lab tests. And they had 70% of the California market. So Blue Shield said, sure. And if you don't have a major insurance carrier, you simply can't grow because patients have to pay more in copay and deductibles.
So I heard about whistleblowers in the government, but I didn't realize that whistleblowers in industry and private industry was such a significant force, if you will. Let me ask you something. Are there protections against protections for whistleblowers in industry? I know there are in government.
There are protections for whistleblowers, but, for example, in our case, we lost Hunter Labs because of Blue Shield. And when we negotiated the huge settlement for the state of California, I asked the assistant attorney general in charge if he would make part of the settlement, Quest and LabCorp going back to Blue Shield and putting this in network. He refused to do it. So you have legal protections, but that doesn't mean you're going to be protected.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate. Would you say it's like a kind of incestuous relationship between government regulators and insurance companies and laboratory companies and all the kind of components and parts of the machine? Are they all incestuously related and looking out for each other's interests?
I think that's the case sometime, but not often. It's just that, you know, the way the government views their job is, let's just get a cheap settlement and move on. And they don't even stop the practice. When we got our huge settlement in California, Quest and LabCorp kept on bilking Medicare routinely. Until Quest got the law changed in California.
Do you think that our reliance on the medical model and medicalization of health issues like obesity or viral infections contributes to this kind of thing?
Well, people need health care. And, you know, laboratory testing is the biggest bargain in health care. The costs are 2 to 3% of the total expenditures, and yet it drives 80% of physicians' decisions.
Is that a good thing?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, it's a cheap way to diagnose and figure out the best treatment.
How much of our reliance on testing and reliance on numbers detracts from a physician or a healthcare practitioner's ability to willingness to actually look at symptoms or look at the individual patient?
Well, you have to do both. I mean, a patient comes in and, you know, he's obviously overweight. He's a candidate for metabolic syndrome. He's a candidate for diabetes. He's a candidate for heart disease. But the only way to identify the specific risk is through lab testing.
Is it really necessary if you see somebody who's obese? You know, and sometimes people, you can look at them and you can say, oh, that guy's definitely insulin resistant, definitely has fatty liver disease. How important, given that some of these symptoms are so obvious to the naked eye, just visual examination, how important is this testing?
Very important, because you can see that they clearly need to modify their diet and lifestyle. But you don't know the specific risk that's driving it. And, for example, in heart disease, the lipid panel is one of the worst tests ever created. That's what doctors use to diagnose cardiovascular disease. But, it you know, 60% of the people who have heart attacks have normal lipid panels.
Yeah.
In the last decade, more precise tests have come out, and we've discovered it's not a single cause of the disease. You can have what's called an ApoE genotype, or a lipoprotein little a particle, or you can have not the LDL that's in the lipid panel, but the actual atherogenic portion, the small dense LDL. Only by determining which of those are causing risk can you design an effective treatment program. So even though someone may lose weight, that's not affecting the rupture-prone plaque in their arteries.
Got it. Hey, Chris, we're out of time. Thank you so much for what you're doing. Very fascinating. Author of the book Blood Money, Chris Riedel. Thanks for being on The Bright Side, Chris.
You bet.
Take care, buddy. Take care. Author ChrisRiedelAuthor.com is his website. Chris, R-I-E-D-E-L, ChrisRiedelAuthor.com, the book Blood Money. And that is all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side, friends. Have an awesome, wonderful, beautiful, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With the dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.